The Incomparable Membership Bonus, March 2017.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this special members edition of The Incomparable. I am Jason Snell, your host, as always. This edition is going to be a different thing that we haven't ever done before, but we're going to give it a go here. This is a live commentary track for Raiders of the Lost Ark. We did an episode back in 2010 about Raiders, and it's great. You should go listen to it, but this is going to be different. This one, you need to get a video of Raiders of the Lost Ark queued up and then press play on it when I tell you, and press play on this podcast. I'll explain it when we get there about what you need to do. But acquire Raiders of the Lost Ark, get it in, get it ready to play, and let me introduce you to who will be commenting on Raiders along with me on this special commentary track. Dan Morin is here. Hi, Dan.
Truck? What truck?
Monty Ashley is here. Jason. Hi, Monty.
Jason, ask me what my romantic life was like in high school.
Do I have to?
Bad dates.
Bad dates. David J. Lohr is here.
Commentaries. Why did it have to be commentaries?
And John Siracusa.
So based on our Star Wars trailer episodes, this will be 76 hours long, right?
No, I have good news for you. I think it's going to be about 2 hours long because the movie's about 2 hours long.
It's about an hour and 55 minutes, right?
So here's what we're going to do. Yeah, but there's this part. This part counts.
Oh, God.
This part is crap.
I know.
That's why I love this part.
We're leading
really
with our best material.
It.
Yeah. All right. So here's what I want you listeners to do. If you're a precision focused like John Siracusa is, what I want you to do is pause the movie when the titles A Lucasfilm Limited Production appear on the screen. Pause it right there, and then we will tell you when to start playing it. This is, if you're John and you want to be exact to the frame, find the frame where Indy's silhouette just covers the frame, and you can very clearly read what previously was hard to read because it was white text in front of a white background, a Lucasfilm Limited production. So pause this podcast if you need to, get Raiders of the Lost Ark queued up, go to a Lucasfilm Limited production, and press pause, and then come back here. Also, let me remind you, if you're using a podcast player that artificially shortens a podcast by making it faster than 1x or by eliminating silences, turn those features off or you'll lose sync to the movie immediately. Turn off smart speed, go to 1x. I know you hate it, but you can't do this any other way.
Now, is it okay that I have like a little sliver of light between his arm and his hip?
That's between you, your God, and John Siracusa, who may be your God.
You're,
I don't
not
know.
Doing it right. You're off a frame.
Damn it!
That's the frame I'm on. I'm voting with that frame.
I'm okay. Also on that frame, so we're cool.
All right. Wherever you are in this podcast, I'm about to tell you to press play, and then we're going to begin discussing Raiders of the Lost Ark. At several points in the show, I will have our announcer voice for The Incomparable sync itself to a line of dialogue so you can get a better idea of exactly where you are and if you're off sync by a little bit. But now, get your hand on the remote or the space bar or however you're watching Raiders of the Lost Ark while you're listening to a podcast, and press play now. Hey, it's Indiana Jones's butt.
Was that the whole reason we were doing this at that line?
It just came to me.
Man, come on. He doesn't do his own butt work.
For the record, our version mostly says Raiders of the Lost Ark and not Indiana Jones and the.
They didn't do that in the title sequence. They changed it on the DVD sleeve, but not in the movie, I think.
Yeah.
Dr. Octopus.
Yeah, it's him.
It is Dr. Octopus.
I think most of this was shot in Kauai, and I actually paddled up the river where they shot a lot of this, and all of us, it was just Raiders references the whole way.
I've driven through the field where they have where he runs across in a later scene.
Yeah, it's pretty great. And then Steven Spielberg apparently really liked going to Kauai, not just for vacations, but for work, because this is also where he shot Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park, yeah. The gates are still there. We did in our flying tour of Kauai. We went over, and you can still see the gate posts from Jurassic Park just in the middle of a field. There's nothing else there.
Oh, wow.
This music is very Tatooine, huh?
Yeah. It's very John Williams.
Oh, there might be a reason for that.
I have, it turns out, a very rare syndrome where I can't tell the difference between the Raiders of the Lost Ark theme and the Superman theme.
Oh, it is hard. Problem.
Oh, when I'm humming them, I just go right from one to the other without thinking, yeah.
They're both marches, though. That's why.
Yeah. I want to throw out here that this is one of my.
It's only
so this
February.
This is a movie with a lot of. No, it's March, Monty. It's March. Remember, nope. Month is March. One of the things I love about the start of this movie, so we don't see Indiana Jones's face for quite a while. There's lots of shadow. There's lots of shadows throughout this movie, but in this scene especially, there's a lot of, you know, indie silhouettes and indie shadows and things like that, and we don't see who this man in a hat is for a little while. They're making us wait for it.
Iocane powder.
I bet my life on it by licking the poison.
What does 3-day poison taste like, I wonder?
These guys are set up as kind of like your standard superstitious villagers, but also they recognize curare, so they have a reason to be scared of whatever's happening.
But what about that guy who ran away when he saw the tongue? Like, that's low caliber helper people.
He's still alive, though, and some of these guys aren't, so...
Yeah, well.
Hey, spoilers.
I hope this is not your first time watching Raiders of the Lost Ark. Good Lord.
It's a secret not playing episode.
I've never seen it before.
This is 1936. Most of these people are dead.
Here's my headcanon about the guy who runs when he sees the tongue. Is there's a reason that temple is largely unexplored, and it's because of the local legends that make everybody afraid of, shadow silhouette.
Why is he gonna shoot him now, though?
Out of the shadows, he's there.
It's Han Solo.
Look at him.
Yeah, it is.
And he's doing stuff without pointing. This is great.
This is one of the first scenes where you realize, I don't know if you guys have seen this, the black and white version of this movie. It looks amazing.
Yeah, it does. Mm. It really
amazing.
Does.
Amazing.
What's all that light and shadow?
Yeah, and you don't notice as much when it's in color because you feel like, y'all, I'm just watching a movie. You see it in black and white, you're like, wow.
Mm-hmm. No, it really looks like it was made in the period, which mm-hmm. is...
By the way, if you want to watch the black and white version of this movie, go ahead. I think our commentary will still sync. Sure.
What? No.
Oh, you just flip your monitor into grayscale. No problem.
Yeah.
I think there's a vitamin deficiency that'll do that for you.
Nobody's come out of their line. Please.
Please, I want to go on to have a long career in Shakespearean parts, too.
Just give a shout out to the industriousness of the spiders in this cave. Oh, they put in the work.
I have a long-standing theory that the spiders keep this whole thing running. You know why they never run out of poison darts? Spiders are reloading the little jets.
Oh. I mean, these aren't just like a couple of webs here and there. This is serious manufacturing.
Those webs are actually holding that temple up. Yeah. Those are load-bearing webs.
They are. Look at, they're holding the boulder right there. It's right above.
Spoilers. You think these are the first guys to set that boulder rolling? Nope. Happens all the time.
The spider's got to reset.
Do the spiders
it.
Roll it back
I was going to say, who puts it back? Spiders.
Yep.
Ah, see?
There they are. The real stars of the movie, everybody.
It's like, he's not bothered by spiders. We've got the stinger strings or whatever to make you scared of them, but Indy, boy, he's...
I love that.
A good gag.
That's a lot of spiders, too. What are these guys eating?
That guy. They're eating this guy.
Oh, okay.
But like, that's a setup for the snake thing later, because like, this guy's tough as nails. He's not afraid of the tongue. He's not afraid of the spiders.
I always am worried that their flaming torch is going to set the spider webs on fire, but I don't actually know if spider webs are flammable or not.
This is some impressive home automation motion sensor here.
Yeah. How did these guys create this hundreds of years ago?
But you know, it just works.
There was a crystal skull, Monty.
The Internet of Things.
Seems perfectly normal.
So he's down to one helper guy, and that guy seems a little timid, too, because he's scared by the skulls.
I don't know, guys. This whole thing seems like a ripoff of Tomb Raider.
It reminds me of my favorite line at Disneyland.
I love this guy's shirt. It's like comes pre-ripped to shreds.
Yeah.
It's gotten worse.
Every time he gets scared, he loses some cloth.
Shadows.
Also, I feel like there's a lot of sunlight in this cave. There's probably a better way to get in there.
Skylights, yeah.
For an unexplored cave full of treasures, it is well lit.
And you do put the spotlight on the gold idol, right?
In San Francisco, this would go for $20,000 a month. That's all I'm saying.
That's what scares me.
Thanks, robot voice. These aren't the sneakiest panels.
Hey, you didn't think to look for him. You would have just run right for it. Good old Negan.
That's good stuff.
That's some good henchmening.
Mm-hmm.
The penitent man.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
There's a scene in the Doctor Who 20th anniversary show that is a total ripoff of this, where they where somebody has to jump across like a chessboard, and if they have to hit the right squares, or they die.
It was also in Twilight Princess.
I mean, who hasn't ripped off this scene by this point?
I was going to say, there's like 2 years there where everything was ripping this off.
Yeah, and then when he's going back, it's
But did
like
they rip off the rubbing your chin? That's the key part there.
So here's a question. Why does Indy get this wrong? He should get it right. And I have the answer for you, everybody. He didn't account for the chocolate center.
Yeah.
I like when he goes back and doesn't look where he's stepping, because it's like in a D&D game, somebody's saying, I'm running.
He took out the sand and let it go through his fingers, and it would have been the right weight otherwise.
But it goes in the wrong direction, though. Think about it.
I love that guy's hands.
Yeah.
It's hard to eyeball this. Come on.
Right, but it goes down, which doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's also the density of it across the platform. Like, it's hitting parts of the platform the idol was not.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense that it goes down. It's not holding it up.
They had sunbeam sensors earlier, so maybe they're just watching.
Yeah. The weight actually has nothing to do with it at all. It's just to make you feel good before you die.
Heavy.
Oh, no time to argue.
No time
for argue, Dr. Jones.
Oh, you're a bad guy.
Double-crossed.
I don't think he's going to make it, guys.
Oh, no. Nope. Well,
that hat is slowing him down.
Where does hat make it?
Lower, lower, lower. Okay, the door is closed now. The door is closed. It's completely. It's opening back up. It's opening back up. Yep.
His expression of relief for just a moment, like, I got this vine, I'm great. Oh, no! That's the essence of Indiana Jones.
I need my whip, too!
It closes asymptotically.
I love this shot right here. Oh, yeah. Adios, Zapito. But I'll take this. Oh, he got it right through the groin, too. That is unkind.
Oh, no.
Oh, balls! Ah.
The ball is rolling in this part, so the humans didn't talk.
Anybody want to play marbles?
I hate Mondays.
This is the worst game of Kerplunk ever.
I could never get Mousetrap to work that well.
Actually, Fireball Island is the way to go with that, which is very similar. Has the marble and everything.
Hey, that guy. He's fine. He's glad that somebody is... Oh, no.
See, should have run earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Jones.
Again, we see there's nothing you can possess which I cannot take away.
Oh, Belloc.
I love that.
Belloc. We need more French villains.
So villainous. One line. Love that guy.
It's also just total indie that he's a mess. He's covered in spiderwebs.
We're old friends.
It's still one of my favorite radio gags to have done. The, you know, there is nothing you possess which I cannot take from you and make you see it, and just like totally ruin the line.
It's a tough line. If only you spoke of Vitos. Well, maybe I do speak of Vitos, jerk.
Wakanda.
That's Street Smarts right there.
3 million forms of communication.
Oh, that's my favorite thing. He has a message. He has a hand signal to tell go kill that guy. It's just.
Hey, don't you have that? I mean, I have one.
Unless that's part of the Jovitos language, which is a very specific language.
Yeah. It's part sign language.
Kill the fedora man.
They run past the tongue.
Should run past that other guy dead. Oh, it's Jock.
He's got tons of fish.
It just goes to show you can only trust seaplane pilots.
Yeah, as soon as you get one on the line, that's when Indy comes over the rise. Like, come on.
Oh, I love the dust coming off his jacket.
Yeah, I've been to this. So, yeah, I've driven by this field.
Yep.
Jock has to be a Yankees fan, though. Come on.
Next on Tales of the Gold Monkey.
I was just thinking that.
Without getting ahead of ourselves, did Jock bring the snake when he flew Indy in?
Yeah, I don't know why you keep your snake in your cockpit.
Well, where else would you keep it?
Just, I'm not even going there.
Yep. Steve Lutz is not here.
Yeah.
Oh, good old Hollywood vines.
That's, well, have you ever been on the Quarter of Hollywood and Vine?
Yeah.
That vine was longer than 8 seconds.
He gets his hero theme as he flees.
Indy, Indy, the fanfare is starting.
Too bad we can't swim.
Oh, and they crashed and died. Nope, they made it. Oh, yay!
Hi, how you doing, folks?
That's very kind of you to say. I'm not that big, but thanks.
I'm going to be kind of their conscience. I'll be like a Jiminy Cricket character, popping in and out.
Mm.
Hey, you know, if you keep screaming like that, I'm not too fond of you either, too, mister.
Show a little backbone is a good line.
I never liked that one.
Good and tip. Suddenly we're in the Ivy League.
Uh-huh. College.
Meaning new and lithic.
I like that he has to make sure he spells it right. Oh, Dr. Jones cleans up good, it turns out.
Mm-hmm. He's a dreamboat.
I have actually tattooed my eyelids, so.
Did she do that herself?
No, a friend must have done it, right?
And Home Elliot.
Yeah.
You ever try to do that in the mirror? It is a pain.
It's really hard. I mean, yeah, you have to visualize.
Take it from me.
It is a pain because I was pressing too hard. It was a ballpoint pen.
Oh.
It was an eyeball point pen.
Fountain pen.
Oh, look at those eyes. Look at the. And then there's like the guy. The guy even has his head tilted. And the apple is there. He's going to give that apple to him later.
Perplex, though.
Well, they're excited because this is one of, like, two sessions he actually teaches in a school year.
Oh, yeah.
This is an easy A. It's for non-archaeology majors.
They schedule two professors for this class, and whenever it's not Indy, the other guy comes in.
Love you.
He had to explain what Neolithic meant, and straight into the details.
If you were going to come on to your college professor, are words on the eyeballs, is that in the top 100 techniques? Because I feel
it's
like,
in the, like, mid-80s.
Straighter line.
1936. Technology was very primitive back then.
We've established that he has a hard time spelling and a hard time reading things off eyelids. Those are both relevant later.
Because hard things reading things off eyeballs, too, so.
Okay, most exciting thing in the whole movie right here. Will the apple stay on the desk? And, yeah, it would have stayed on
the
desk.
Nice covering.
I just like how resentful the guy looks.
Let's say you can tell it's not a dream, right?
So is he supposed to take that apple, or is he just making this up as he goes along?
I think he's making it up.
He put it in his pocket.
It's my apple now, jerk.
Stole his apple.
Just came here to take your stuff. So you can see there's nothing you can have that I cannot take away.
Oh, no. Everybody's stealing things from Indy. I like this. This is Indy's like meal money, his lunch money, is that he also sells the museum artifacts, and that's how they funnel more money into his pocket.
But they're with the apple.
Yeah. That's apple's not all good. Gross and dirty
that's
not, now.
Yeah, I mean, these are relics.
I'll
these
also put the
be...
apple in the museum, Indy. It's fine.
Wait, first we had a snake. Now we have an apple.
Mm.
Things are getting biblical here.
They just dropped that theme, though. Don't worry about it.
All right, I love this scene. This scene is the best because this is the download of the entire premise of the movie. And it's so smoothly done where Indy gets to show off his knowledge and being an expert. And they're just in this big lecture hall. It's great.
It's painless exposition, which I love.
It's hard to do.
Yeah. Taking of Pelham 123 does that, too.
I know a guy named Painless Exposition.
It reminds me of the thing from a couple years ago where somebody sent in like a whole like scrapbook of like a puzzle addressed to Henry Jones at the University of Chicago.
Oh, yeah. You ever see that movie, The Thing from a couple years ago?
That's John Carpenter's worst movie. Yeah.
Good download about a Ravenwood here too, right?
I love that they're like annoying cop and stuffy cop.
Yeah, like they seem to have a relationship that predates the movie, which bad movies don't do.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, every time I see this, I keep thinking, they were going to cast Tom Selleck? Really? I can't see it.
It's hard to believe.
And I love Tom Selleck, don't get me wrong.
Compared to him in this era, though, Harrison Ford looks like a little baby, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like how he interrupts Marcus there.
Yeah, this framing with this guy in the foreground and their two faces looking at him.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five people in the shot.
Here, we're being sold that the Bible is literally true, which is super important for the rest of the plot. Mm-hmm. You guys ever go to Sunday school? They're offended. It's great.
In Jerusalem. See, I'm helping.
Right, right. That's what I said. Jerusalem.
I know things.
But it's nice tag team stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. It's not... It plays like humans instead of, I'm going to add a detail.
Well, and they're getting the exposition. I mean, this exposition download is Bible plus then like whatever bizarre story they want to tell about the arc. And they weld it together pretty well where you're like, all right, I guess these guys are the experts. I'll believe whatever they say.
Favorite bit about this scene, though, is that he's carrying around that gigantic book with the clasps on it that just happens to have the picture.
The exact thing. Yeah.
That's his laptop.
That's a really good moment with the skepticism and of the guys, and then they're like, "Uh-huh." It's like, "Good, good, good. We got the right guy."
It was his obsession, really, but he never found the city.
They're collecting their set.
Ravenwood, one of the key characters in Indiana Jones, who was never seen because he's already dead.
Yep.
Well, they've already established that they're willing to do prequels.
He's
alive in Temple of Doom. He's alive in all of the young Indiana Jones Chronicles.
Yeah. Abner Ravenwood and the...
They already set up the Nobody Knows How High. They did a pretty good job of fitting in a lot of things that will be important later.
No, that's the amazing thing about this scene is that it's snappy dialogue. You're learning stuff. It's really interesting. And it's all just exposition and setup for the plot. It's amazing.
I mean, this is all so they can not have dialogue during that scene right. Later in the movie.
We'll never care about this. This won't be important at all.
This is Chekhov's way of finding the arc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is just some nonsense about the Allspark or something.
Hey, see, hang on. I got a picture.
I love this book.
This is my scrapbook.
Clasps.
He didn't even have to flip for it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is the combination on that book.
My dad had a book like this, but mine's bigger.
Oh, we have the Ark theme music when you look at these pictures, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
The motif.
And the Ark doing what it's going to do at the end of the movie.
Yeah. Smiting.
Which is nice.
And I think the light coming through the stained glass window behind them is brighter now that they're looking at a picture of the Ark.
Yep.
Like, what is that ray? This guy's never read comic books. What's that coming out of the...
And I love that it's a room filled with stained glass, which, you know, you didn't have to do it in this room, but hey, let's film it here. Invincible.
We have a top secret thing to discuss with you. Quick, what's the biggest room in the...
No, the acoustics are crap.
Marcus has access to everything, and he knows, like, there's no class in there right now. So it's like, yeah, we'll go in there.
No student would take the risk of accidentally learning something. We'll be fine.
No way. I love this scene because it's our rare glimpse at Indiana Jones's house. This is it.
Yeah.
It always reminds me of the scene in Last Crusade where he goes to his dad's house and finds it all turned over. I feel like it's very similar as far as houses go.
They are.
Like father like son. He's got a globe. He's got a bunch of little relics on the top of his bookshelves.
He's got a smoking jacket, though. That's the key thing.
He's got mismatched glasses.
We get the gun toss at the end of this, right?
He's got a piano.
Also, Marcus says 5 years ago he would have gone after it himself, mm-hmm. but as we see in Last Crusade, that probably wouldn't have gone well.
Well, that's, you know, he seems so competent here.
I know, I feel bad about how Marcus is portrayed in Last Crusade as a bumbler.
I don't. It's hilarious. He's delightful.
Oh, I love him.
It is hilarious.
But
does anyone here speak Latin or ancient Greek?
Yeah, I mean, you can see it here, the idea that Marcus is all about the book learning and Indy is the man of action.
It's like nothing you've ever gone after before.
So that's what Indy's mother sounds
like. He's been all over the galaxy. He's seen a lot of strange things. That's what he's saying here.
And that painting back there used to be dogs playing poker, but he changed it.
Yeah. Plop.
Hey, Marcus, did I ever tell you about how I got my hat and whip?
You know what a cautious fellow I am, he says, tossing a loaded gun into his suitcase.
Anyway, I assume I'll be gone for 4 or 5 months. This bag ought to be enough.
Yeah. He'll wear the same outfit the whole time anyway. What do you wear?
He's got a suit.
All right, old school airplane. Do you like a cocktail, sir?
Before we begin this hellish ride in this prop plane?
Yep.
That man looks suspicious.
What? He's fine.
He's reading Life magazine. He's got to be a red-blooded American.
That's right.
With your racial profiling.
That's all it takes.
I'm going to sleep.
You don't need a sleeper car. You just tilt that hat down. Turns off like a switch.
That's why he can't sleep in later on. So he gets all his sleep in here.
The SFO takeoff angle takes you right over the Golden Gate Bridge.
I mean, it did in 1936.
I think he was taken off from Crissy Field, probably, but yeah. To the Philippines. And then to Nepal. You have to change planes.
He doesn't even have to change planes. That was a direct flight.
Philippines to Nepal?
Yeah. That plane held a lot more gas than I thought.
He landed right in that matte painting.
It doesn't use gas. It's powered strictly by red line.
This guy on the left, has he been in other things, this character actor?
I don't know.
It's the role of a lifetime.
Do drinking contests happen in real life?
Yep.
Yes.
They do, yes.
I've never
Sometimes
seen that.
Sometimes you podcast them.
I remember a drinking contest.
Oh, it's total rope-a-dope here.
I love
she
it.
Is,
I know. She's it's the fakery. Sucker. The suckering.
Don't exchange money when she's still upright. Come on. Are you guys amateurs? Sometimes I put my glass down like this just because I want to be cool like Karen Allen.
You could tell you finished those off.
He's got this. That's what those guys are saying behind him. You got this. You got this, dude. You got this.
Drink it. Drink it. Chug it.
We've had more than this, like, on a Thursday night. It's fine.
Now, what I enjoy about his pratfall here is it reminds me of Vizzini and Princess Bride.
Yep.
Just doing the topple over to the side.
Smiling
there.
The whole time.
This is like the night before the Kentucky Derby in Louisville.
You got to go. That's the way to go.
She's been drinking water. Like, she's fine now. It's amazing. That's how you drink someone under the table.
Out into the cold you go.
She's got a hollow leg.
Silhouettes.
And
here it is.
Here you go.
And a hat.
Shadows.
I know that hat.
Hello, Marion.
That couldn't be.
Break my own glasses.
Hate glass so much.
How ironic.
I called the dog Indiana. Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Now, how old was she when they had that relationship?
Uh-huh.
She was a child, as she says.
I have to say, the prequel novels that Rob McGregor did back in the early 90s are actually pretty good. And they kind of play with the history here. Definitely worth seeking out.
If he was like a college student or a grad student and she was, what, a 17, 18-year-old, something like that?
Yeah, that seems about right.
Right the business.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. But he was so important, we learned all about him in the previous scene.
Gosh, I love this. I have so much broken glass.
Sorry.
She's a successful entrepreneur in Nepal. What do you mean?
She leaves that one glass on the table, too, which makes no sense.
That's for later.
Oh, sure. Take it now.
U.S. dollars are good in the middle of Nepal, right? No worries there?
U.S. dollars are good everywhere.
They're such good chin
Don't
twins.
Trust him. Don't trust him.
I got your chin.
Hmm. Hey, where'd that glass go?
No, she put it on the second time.
Oh, okay. All right. Shadows.
Say my full name. It really bothers me.
I wonder if that roaring fire will become a factor. Mm. There's been a lot of these scenes here.
Well, it's cold in Nepal. It's not like they have indoor heating.
Seems like a pretty big fire.
Oh, she had it all along.
That is a really awkward thing to wear around your neck all day.
That's where her drink goes.
It's like size of her hand.
This is an incredibly important artifact. Therefore, I'm just going to get it all greasy and sweaty every day.
Also, it's really important, but you know what? I'll just leave it right here.
Yep. Hope nobody tries to take it.
Probably nothing bad will happen.
Put the money in the cigar box.
$1,000 right. In the cigar box.
Plus our winnings from the night.
Yep.
So many good hats in this movie. So many good jackets.
Evening, Fräulein.
We are clearly villains.
Well, they are Nazis. I mean, come on.
We are not thirsties. I mean, Nazis.
I mean, he's a Nazi. The rest of them. More shadows.
Yeah, I guess he got off the plane and just hired a bunch of thugs, local thugs.
Yep, locals. Local muscle.
Sherpas, I assume. That's who hang out in Nepal, right?
Yeah.
Interesting shadow placement on his face.
Yep. I love his cough.
She's denying knowledge of it while it's open,
well,
openly sitting out there.
Away.
It's amazing.
Actually, it looks fine. It looks
This didn't work for Vader, and it's not going to work for him. Hot stick near the face.
Aw, Nick. Why'd you have to be like that?
Is that his name or a word in German?
I assumed it was German or maybe Nepalese.
It's like, psst, psst. He's just set up a whole series of monosyllables for any situation.
By the way, a poker and a fire does not get red hot like that.
I like how he's all sweaty already.
You'd need like bellows or something to get it like that.
Yeah.
You don't know what kind of fire that was. It could have been a coal fire.
He brought his own welding equipment.
Yeah, they're forging knives when they're not.
Oh, that, nice whip job there.
Yeah.
Right out of curtain.
Shadows. 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 There's so many shadows in this scene. Oh, my God.
Yeah, some of the shadows go in different directions from the people they're shadowing.
That's a shootout.
This is the most terrifying scene in the adaptation that those kids did, because they just set fire to a basement. And the whole time you're thinking, oh my God, these kids are actually going to die here.
Oh.
There's snow outside. Go, go.
Oh, it's too late. Now. He was so smart to use that table as a shield, too. Yeah. Oh, this is one of the more slapsticky moments in the movie.
Drinking out of the keg.
Well, also hitting the guy with the fiery log.
It'll work.
Oh, the door trick. Man. Boink. Bonk.
Oof.
Oh, I was going to throw you up the bar, but I missed on that first one.
The trail. This is one of those bar tricks they do.
Fortunately, there's a nice little trail.
Shadows. What?
We are temporarily aligned.
Well, that's over now.
Yeah, how many shots did Tote take there, but he's still okay, I guess? Or was he just jerking at the sound of gunfire?
I think he was just ducking away.
Oh, always check whether it's
the... No, you should use a plunger on that.
Touch the doorknob with the back of your hand first.
Who even picks something up like that?
Stop, drop, and roll also.
I like that he goes right through a door.
Yep. Again, a little slapsticky.
He's going to fight you with the fire hand. I'm not concerned that my hand is on fire.
The gag later on with the guy waving the swords who just gets shot is also slapstick.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of slapstick.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah. That's a great gag. Oh. Blood in the mouth.
Yep.
Yeah.
Look what you made me do, Indy.
He uses a potholder, see?
Yeah. Fire's hot, idiots.
You know how to show somebody a good time.
I'm your goddamn partner.
And so she was.
Got a lot of insurance money on that place.
Oh my god. It turned into an airplane.
And that's all the justification we needed, because we like these two characters.
They flew from Nepal to Pakistan. Or I guess India before it was.
To Karachi.
Yes.
To Baghdad. Great place to transfer.
And on to Cairo.
Cairo. Salah.
Oh. John Rhys-Davies. So great.
So young,
now,
so thin.
So,
what if this were instead Jonathan Rhys-Meyers? I think it would go something like this.
That would have been a very different portrayal. Probably about as racist, but...
Young Harrison Ford's got a pretty good smile.
Yes, he does.
Hey, it's the Nazi monkey.
What to say.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play with monkeys, man. Filthy creatures.
Don't work with kids or animals. Come on.
On the other hand, I would totally watch a cartoon called Nazi Monkey.
No.
No, I don't think I am.
No.
Mr. Butner, too, there, Indy.
He knows
I like
what he's
its
done.
Little clawed hands being so close to her eyes.
He's fine.
As my wife would say, no, he didn't miss any buttons.
So what he's doing to that fruit. He's doing something.
That kid does not care.
The kid's really bored.
And he's on his seventh circuit of that fruit with the knife.
He's just torturing the fruit. He's not going to eat it.
Didn't even ask the fruit any questions.
Why did it have to be fruit?
The other fruit can see what he does to this one.
Oh, it's Belloc. He's back.
My American Express.
I don't leave Nepal without it.
Hmm.
That's pretty vague, Sala.
All right.
Dates. Oh, sorry.
Hmm.
I'm the hero of this movie, dude.
I mean,
look at her outfit. Where did this come from?
I don't think that's scripturally accurate to say it's not of this earth. Most of the things it's made out of are of this earth, right? Right.
Well, but it's imbued with divine power.
What it contains.
I like how the line, it is not of this earth, is immediately followed by the line, do we need this monkey? Contrast.
It's a whole creationism evolutionism thing. It's.
It turns out the monkey is basically a coal mine canary.
You eat them.
There's good eatings on them monkeys.
I think there is.
Oh, come on. The monkey on the eye patch,
man. Oh, the monkey master. Have you ever seen that movie Monkey Trouble? It's basically like this for the whole movie.
Oh, Nazi monkey.
Why did they make the monkey do the Nazi salute?
Oh,
poor monkey.
I hate to keep bringing up that adaptation the kids did, but in that, the monkey is played by a dog, and they got him to do the Nazi salute by tying a string to one of its paws. Mighty cute.
I don't know if ASPCA is down with that.
But the dog would not have done it on its own. The dog knew.
Harvey Keitel is in Monkey Trouble, by the way. It's a good movie. It's actually not a bad movie.
He actually is most of the time. It's not even
He's the pirate. He's the pirate guy. He's like the pirate guy in Monkey Trouble.
Once again, the Nazis are hiring local muscle. They're really creating a lot of jobs.
Yeah, they're good for the economy when they come into town. all the thugs.
You don't want to ship your goons all over the world. You're setting up for a war in a couple years.
Everybody, let's just stop this movie and start watching Monkey Trouble instead.
No, not much monkey business.
These all thugs look pretty thin.
Line up to the frame in Monkey Trouble where the monkey's ass covers the entire screen.
Mm. That's every frame.
And then just stare at it.
Ninjas!
Ah!
Hello?
Okay, so this is zany music.
That guy stabbed
music.
Another guy.
Zany music for a knife fight.
Are these guys dervishes?
This is,
I think
it's
they're
supposed
dervishes.
To be cartoon hero stuff. That's why we're not really...
Yeah, he's the guy.
Yeah, it's fist
he hit his pal, and she wonked him over the head.
His fist went way past the guy and didn't even punch him.
He just also threw Marion on the ground, so it's going really well.
It's all right. She's got the weapon of women.
Yeah, I don't like this. She's tough. Oh, that had to hurt.
Skewered.
He skewered some fruits. That's not good. Not good eats.
Unfortunately, horses are trained.
This movie convinced me that a whip was a sensible melee weapon, and I don't think it is.
No.
If you look at the D&D stats, Monty.
It's good for giving you a really macho scar on your chin, though, but that's about it.
Yes.
They got the pan.
Wow.
In the 80s, that was the one thing women were allowed to hit other people with.
Pan versus knife.
That's why I enjoy Gross Point Blank, because John Cusack hits a dude with a pan in that one.
Is that the reason you enjoy it?
The bomb.
Well, it's a fantastic movie.
Finally.
It's a great scene, too. He hits a guy with a refrigerator, too.
I think you can see a slight cut in that, like where they stopped the camera or they had to cut out some frames before he fell.
Yeah, slop down.
She runs weirdly, very elbowy.
Okay, so can somebody explain to me how she manages to not be in the truck and dead?
We cut away, and we don't see what's going on now. Now she's getting out of the thing and going around the corner. Yeah, now she's gone.
See, she didn't get it covered.
Yeah, that's right. A different one. That monkey's wrong.
See, they don't speak monkey.
Oh, she's right there. Why you guys, you lose.
Why does everyone listen to the monkey, though?
All right, let's see what happens here. There's a lot of identical containers there. We're totally away from there. We have no idea what's going on now. You need to show that to establish that she's in the little wicker basket thing.
People largely do not have a lot of interest in the dead bodies.
So what's the story? He had the flu or something?
He had diarrhea, I believe.
Oh, sure.
But it's so good.
It is great. It's great.
He's got just the right look of, all right, I don't care about this guy.
I feel like if the movie doesn't win you over by that point, you should just stop watching. Because like that's all the movie has to give you. If you don't love this character by the time he pulls out that gun and shoots him.
So she's in the basket there.
The cat.
She's in the basket there.
Great close-up shot.
Mm.
The outtake where he runs into the camera is awkward. Yep.
Oh, here we don't
the
know.
The thing this movie does so well, the reveal of a sight gag.
Stupid Westerner.
I would love it if one of them had like a girl in it, but it's the wrong one. That would be good.
Yeah.
That I feel like that might be
the first time he sees it, it's tied up, and all the ones he tips over are not tied up. It's like, come on, Indy.
He's not good at those what's different about this picture?
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
Oh, I love when they label explosives in 20 languages and paint them red.
Well, that's just common sense.
Snell?
Eat it, Snell.
There's a lot of really great movie German in this movie. And by movie German, I mean like high school German. Oh, in the head. Oh.
Oops.
I like it goes around in a circle, too.
Now, again, I don't see how Marion is not in there.
Well, because we saw her put in the back. They start going, but they clearly pulled the basket out before it started moving.
Plenty of
There's
time.
A cut in there.
Marion's theme Plenty plays. It's tragic. Minor key, and he's got no reason to live now.
He's gonna drink with a monkey. This monkey's not your friend. Don't let him comfort you.
It's the only friend he has, except for Sala and Marcus.
It's you and me now, monkey.
One of several friends he has.
Yeah.
Monkey, you remind me of a guy you should called Short Round.
Oh, good retcon. Good retcon. Ooh.
This monkey's not really your friend.
Pirate man.
He loves his
Sorry, man. I'm on the clock.
Yeah, there's some good German right there.
Come and see
the man in the bar wants to speak to you.
Hang on. Let me get my
If
monkey.
I can understand the German, it's not very good German.
Bring in my bottle.
It's like my 2 years of German in high school and college really allowed me to understand Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Monkey just grabs the guy's ear.
Yeah.
Ich hab nicht zu versorgen.
Look, you can put him in a vest. You'll never civilize him.
I'm going to take your monkey, Dr. Jones.
A little hookah action there from Belloc.
Sorry, I'm just vaping over here.
Yep.
I recently learned that I am only the tier 2 villain in this picture, and I'm pretty annoyed about it.
There is no monkey that you possess that I cannot take away. Come here, monkey.
His Paul Freeman's French accent is also not the best here.
He is so dismissive, though. It is beautiful. This is the scene where he's just rubbing his face in it.
Yeah.
And that's what the monkey's for.
Oh, burn!
The guy's in the background staring at him.
For a second, I thought he handed the gun to the monkey.
Oh, that's a classic mistake.
You never bring a monkey to a gunfight.
We are two sides of the same coin.
Or a gun to a monkey fight. People are going to get hurt then.
My father taught me that back in Chicago. If he brings a monkey, you bring a bonobo.
Ooh, I'm a shadowy reflection. What is a shadowy reflection?
It's like if you're in a mirror and it's kind of
but
dark.
He's got more light. What the hell?
Yeah, the bad guy has a white hat. See, it's all topsy-turvy.
But a black band.
But we can agree that the best thing an archaeologist can do is find treasures of many lands, steal them, and take them back home.
It will not. Wow. It's really a crappy watch, dude.
Yeah.
De Fuhrer.
Oh, looking around. It's what, ixnay on the Fuhrer, eh?
This is one of my favorite lines upcoming.
It's a radio for speaking to God.
What does God need with a radio?
You talk that to God?
Are you there, God? It's me, Rene Belloc.
Now, this is Indy's death wish, right? I have nothing to live for.
Oh, the kids to the rescue.
The kids!
Good thing these are the good-hearted Nazis.
Right, don't worry about killing children.
Well, all the locals are there, right? So the locals aren't going
to
shoot them.
This is why I never travel without a gaggle of children to surround me at all times.
The henchmen find it so funny.
Yeah. Oh, he sure got us. We still get paid, right?
Yes, but he's got the monkey. We can track him.
That's local street smarts.
Take that, Beloche.
And cheaper, too.
Stupid monkey.
Here, you take the monkey. Tie it to the monkey.
How do you know?
He knows everything.
Oh, he knows everything.
That exploding truck probably caused some gossip.
Stay cool, monkey. Easy. Stay cool.
Easy, monkey.
Down it's okay, boy. Monkey. We'll go to dinner later. I am completely...
Yeah. No one will suspect a guy with an eye patch on a motorcycle following them. No, no, no.
Who dates?
I remember watching like the liquid on these dates freaking me out as a kid, because like I know it's not supposed to be the poison because the guy pours the poison on it later, but the fact that they're all wet.
I like that you don't realize till right now that you're in a perspective shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Pirate man, he's got a monkey. The monkey couldn't be trained to put poison the dates.
This is my own homemade sauce. They're gonna love it.
So.
And then this is how I'm gonna sell him on it. This is like his version of Shark Tank. He's like, I'm just gonna sneak some of my homemade sauce on it, and then I'll be like, guys, you love that.
I bet eye patch guy isn't really bad. It's just that's the only jobs he can get because he looks like that.
Indiscriminately pouring poison on dates that are going to be served in a home with kids and stuff. It seems pretty bad to me.
He takes the job he's offered. The heroes wouldn't hire a guy that looks like that, so he works for the bad guys.
But he also doesn't tell the monkey not to take
He never worked out a hand signal for that.
He's not a monkey trainer. Come on.
Well, he's clearly a monkey trainer.
No, he lucked into a trained monkey.
Monkey should have known that was the plan.
This is the Hitchcock bomb under the chair scene where Indy's got that date in his hand for like this whole scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the final toss at the end.
I like this guy. He's kind of like a Muppet, like a human Muppet. He talks like a Muppet.
Oh, sit down.
I'm surprised he's not James Hong.
Or Frank Oz.
Yeah.
Or Richard Libertini. That's who he should be.
Oh, monkey.
Always got to turn it over.
I hate instructions like that. But first, cut the blue wire. Come on, man.
But see, this is how we know he's smart, because now he's wearing glasses.
Oh, the wind is going.
Yeah, that's a sign from God right there.
Another good line.
Pretty, but stupid.
I mean, really, it's kind of like Mr. Magoo. If he would just wear the glasses the whole time, he would never get in trouble.
Digging in the wrong place.
And that sounds like a great movie.
Right?
Of the sea.
And the monarch of the sea.
No!
Nice dead dance. Monkey.
Yeah, weird way to catch it, too. His palm was facing down.
Dead monkey mean don't eat dates.
Squeeze the poison out.
Also, he's like, he says bad dates like that's just a thing that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And then the final Hitchcock's shot of the fan slowly spinning over the dead monkey.
Yep.
Well, then we had Monkey Stew. The end.
That's the next movie, Monty.
Now that's monkey trouble.
I'm going to check this brick.
Science is not an exact science.
I like that he carries around this little piece of stone or whatever, and now he's like, here.
Whatever.
Boy, they're not hitting, are they?
I think you can actually hear in this dialogue that Harrison Ford's not feeling very well.
That's weird, because it was ADR. They could have waited till
he
felt better.
It's clearly
he had a little cold or something, because you can tell his voice is a little bit different.
Every scene here was all magic hour. It's like 3 days worth of magic hour.
Hey, hole in the ground here. Anyone want to protect
it? Has no one looked at this hole?
Nope. All right.
I like these. It feels like
that was archaeology.
So sneaky.
Hey, they're going to do something with rope, everybody. They're doing something with rope. Rope is useful.
Don't mind me.
Oh, yeah.
And Sala is useful, too. They've already been here. They've done their measurements. They don't need the well of souls anymore. It's dumb. So they just leave
this
it there.
This isn't the well of souls. This is the map room.
Oh, sorry, the map room. Yeah. Map room's boring. Whatever.
Why did it have to be
sorry,
maps?
Dan, I did play Atari 2600 Raiders of the Lost Ark or Indiana Jones game, so I do know the difference between the Well of Souls and the map room.
Yeah, come on!
I feel like if they had, like, a slide rule, they wouldn't really need to come down here and hold the thing up.
Trigonometry is hard.
Damn it, it's a game of mastermind.
Besides, this isn't a regular map room. It's got, like, a gem with a beam that fires a laser.
Your map room doesn't have that.
Yeah. I'm just holding this rope. Nothing. No reason.
No, I was just going to do something with rope. It's like a snake. I was going to use it to make a car. Oh, yeah.
Oh, was this?
I think he takes the rope with him.
It's still tied to something up here, but.
Man, this is the best Settlers of Catan I've ever seen.
B7.
Yeah, it seems to be mostly desert.
It looks more like a game of Mastermind. Like a really old game of Mastermind.
Wait a second. I just said that.
Yes, but who will be in the edit, Dan? It'll be you. It's fine.
Look at that amazing cribbage board. Are we still doing this?
Yeah.
You sank my battleship.
D8. Yeah, that's it.
Now you're just stepping on John's jokes. Jesus. I was paying attention.
So anyway, about this movie, Monkey Trouble.
Harvey Keitel's the pirate. Thora
really
Birch is
like
the girl who adopts the monkey.
Can't believe they didn't even like dust this thing when they were in it earlier.
I assume they were just using a different part of it, right? Because like
that.
I assume it's like
it's got to be the same part, right?
No, it's like a different day. I assume
wind
it like
the
it's
sand
like
around.
different holes for different days.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I'm thinking the
also,
sand,
a sand
probably
storm.
Blew in that giant open hole.
Yeah, sand blew in the hole.
Yeah.
And then everyone knows if sand fills a hole like this, if you just blow on the top of it, it gets rid of it all.
If you've ever had a hole in some sand, you've experienced this.
Yeah.
I just want to say, I hate sand.
Gets everywhere.
I hate that they deface the temple in the map room. Like, that's a dickish thing to do right there.
You know that defacing temples is Indiana Jones' main thing.
Right behind
the Nazis.
Hitler was here. It's written on the walls, you know.
Okay, well, keep in mind who wrecks up the room with the snakes, okay?
I'm ready for my spotlight, Mr. DeMille.
Anytime now.
Well, that's why they have that scene with the chalkboard, so there can be no dialogue in this whole scene. Because we know what's happening. We're just waiting for the special effect.
I mean, it seems like it would be worth just digging the whole thing up. This is an amazing old city.
Cue the laser.
There we go.
Oh my god, it's a model railroad.
He sets it on fire. That's a good effect.
Salute, yes.
Nice salute.
So another great thing about these Indiana Jones movies. He's writing things down. Yep. He's got notebooks.
Frank and Joe Hardy found Chet.
Got a pencil.
Eat it!
They'll never figure out how long the stick was now.
Now it's in two pieces.
Good shot.
Why are the Nazis pulling me out?
Nazis. I hate those guys.
Act casual. Just don't look. Yeah. Don't look.
He wants water. I got that.
Not a woman!
No one with the Willow references? No one?
I'm afraid not.
John Rhys Davies trading on his ability to seem vaguely ethnic.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't recognize him from his baby blues. Come on. Him tying her back up is the best.
They must have switched baskets.
They must have.
That gag does not look as effective as it appears in this movie.
Watch the gears turn. Right? The gears are going to turn.
This is so good.
It's like,
hey, I'm rescued.
Oh no.
All right, Mary, you're not going to like this, but think it through for a second.
I got a plan. Just
remember the last time I abandoned you, it was great.
at least the last time you weren't tied to a stake in the middle of the desert, but you know.
Look, as far as I know, you're already dead, okay? So just stay here.
I could be hallucinating. I could be having sunstroke right now.
Now she is completely unable to talk.
He ties her hair under the gag. Oh, they fix it.
He's a thoughtful guy.
I'd like to think she continued yelling at Jones for like 5 minutes after he left, just cursing
him.
Oh,
God, yes.
Sorry, I've got some surveying to do.
That's right. Stay in school, kids.
Pew, pew.
Fortunately, I had this in my pouch.
Looks like a rock.
Candlestick.
There it is.
Obelisk.
Imperial probe droid.
What? Wow. That knob turns it fast.
Other obelisk.
I bet they never even thought to look there.
I found it.
How he can just get a whole crew of diggers out there and no one's going to notice this is other guys who are digging 20 yards away over there.
There's a lot going on at this site.
And the much more dramatic lighting his guys dig.
Like the Sala walks right behind Belloc there.
Yeah.
And Belloc is trying to explain why they haven't found it yet so he doesn't get killed by the Nazis.
Yeah, keep those leather gloves on, Nazis. My hands might get cold in the desert.
He's also wearing his goggles on his forehead. I don't know about that look.
Safety first.
It's a very popular look. Very steampunk.
For this kind of work.
And he has the perfect wardrobe.
It's all revealed now.
What was really awkward was when Toad had to get matching burn on the other hand.
I'll talk about impractical outfits in the desert. He's the all black with the coat.
Mm-hmm. It's the overcoat on top of his three-piece.
Yeah.
He gets chills.
That's because of his dead soul and his cold heart.
He has thrills and chills.
Like a snake?
His name is Tote. That means dead.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I say we dig in this wide, this flat spot good. Right mm-hmm. here.
I thought he was Tote-like bag.
Yeah.
They give him away free every time you give money to PBS.
No, it's like he's totes evil, but Sherman is just
that makes
totes.
Sense. I'm going to shovel this
official
sucker.
Groundbreaking of the Well of Souls.
There we go.
I'm going to supervise.
Back to the hat.
Let me get my hat.
2 minutes earlier, everyone was sitting around, and then somebody started yelling, now, dig now, damn it.
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
Swing low, sweet chariot.
And he's not really pulling his weight there. Oh, we're on a soundstage now. Damn it.
He dug the first shovel full. That's what you get.
I don't know. Seems like God might be a little angry.
I liked it on the real desert better. Safer out there.
To be like, look, every time it's a storm, it doesn't mean God's angry.
Oh, good news. It was only 6 inches down, boss.
The angels are not bowling. That's just rear projection, so don't be scared.
Rear projection is terrifying. Sometimes it's dinosaurs.
Why did we even bother bringing shovels?
This is what the guys on Curse of Oak Island imagine will happen every time they do anything.
Oh, pry bar.
Watch out for your toes! Watch your toes!
Take that, God! Mechanical advantage!
You're gonna... The God juices are gonna come out! Oh, that was it?
Oh, good Lord! What is in there?
That was just 1,000 years of snake farts. That's what that was.
In the end, God was defeated by a simple lever.
Oh, easy there, Indy. You're looking a little,
This thing's not gonna have a title, but 1,000 years of snake farts is a pretty great title.
Yeah. Well, it's like the face all over again.
Yeah, tongues are terrifying if we learn anything from this movie.
So is this the Temple of Solomon?
Why does the floor move? Yes.
Because even without the Ark, I feel like the Masons would be very interested in coming and taking a look
There'd
at this
a
place.
A lot of people who'd want to see the... And this is our snake room where we keep all the snakes.
Yeah.
Somewhere next to here is a giant room full of rats for the snakes to eat.
Yes.
They're cannibal snakes.
A bunch of these snakes are garter snakes or just rubber hoses.
It's a perpetual motion machine made of snakes.
There's a room full of mongoose to eat all the snakes.
Well, I was going to say, the room actually started completely full to the top and they've just been eating their way down.
Why did Ham took these snakes?
I can tell you why.
Yeah. Asps. Very dangerous.
I love this line.
Very dangerous.
You
we'll
go first.
Ooh, all of these snakes are asps, no matter how different some of them may look from each
some
other.
Some of them are rubber asps.
There's a story where my cousin got a little tipsy while drinking with some of us the other one night, and she stumbled into the kitchen and said, Indy, why does the floor move? So that keeps happening in our family now.
Well, on knees right now.
How is the desert 3 weeks in every direction?
It's like parsecs being a measure of time. It's very confusing.
But I'm saying, didn't they like drive there earlier?
Yeah, but he's just saying if you wander out into the desert, you'll die.
Yeah.
Not Nazis. They're Nazis.
They're the bad guys.
But they have good taste in fashion.
Well,
this is so creepy.
It is, yeah. Right? Like, I'm not going to feed you.
This is some Ming the Merciless stuff.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the outfit she's wearing? It's pretty stylish.
And why is that spotlight shining only at this one tent instead of...
No, it's going around. See?
All right.
Yeah.
They're searching for some...
And the shoes!
Those are very practical in the desert.
Not only that, but like he measured her feet to get the right shoe size.
Are they Manolos? Are they Jimmy Choo's? I can't wear them.
They've got a spotlight out there, but they don't find the giant digging crew that's digging down in the other part of the camp.
They're on the other side of the rock.
The old mirror trick.
So the old question, is he a creeper or just French?
Yes.
I respect that they built in ways for her to have costume changes.
Never brought me a dress.
Oh, that...
Not sure about the butt flower.
The thing on the butt is not good.
Yeah.
You gotta tuck those little strings in.
It shows you why Belloc is a villain. Deep out of that dress.
It isn't quite sealed up.
It fits pretty well if he was just eyeballing that.
He's an expert. He can look at any woman and tell her dress size immediately.
He's French.
Mm.
And a mutant.
Then what's he doing wasting his time here?
I like how they cleared an area for the snakes for landing him by putting torches there.
Yeah.
Lit torches. So no more snakes, but you're going to be landing on fire.
According to the making of Raiders of the Lost Ark, the paperback I apparently read a million times as a youth, the snakes actually liked the fire and would try to get closer to it because it was warm.
They removed the reflection.
And that's a cobra.
Yeah, no, it's an asp. Asp cobra.
Hey, how's it going?
Is that, did they fix that in the special edition? They got rid of the reflection?
Yeah, they did get rid of it in the DVD release.
That's fine.
What reflection?
There's plexiglass between him and the snake.
Oh.
Why?
And in the original movie, you see the snake's reflection in the plexiglass.
The snake doesn't move enough to require using a real snake.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Why didn't they just make it a rubber puppet, like, for all the motion it does on the screen? But
like, most of those snakes are hoses.
I got to say, as someone who also really hates snakes, this part is extremely therapeutic for me. It's like, yep, see, gasoline those suckers.
See, these snakes are like, hey, it's warm over here. What? No, okay, we're leaving, jerk.
I think this falls under the same category as don't set fire to the room
that
you're
in. We're having a shower.
Oh, we didn't invite you to our home. Hiss.
So efficient, this movie.
Yep.
No wasted scenes.
Oh, yeah. All momentum.
More alcoholic water.
I love that John Williams cue right there.
Yeah, with her knocking the drink back. he's got to buck up.
Come on, man, you're French.
Oh, he needs wine. That is wine, right?
That is wine.
That's clear wine. It's not white wine.
That's got to be liquor. It's got to be.
It could be Ouzo or Arak.
From his family label.
It's Zima.
That's what it is.
Really classy.
I will say if it's Arak, it is nasty. That'll get you messed up fast.
What? You're going to need that.
The room is pretty well lit, again, for an underground thing with four torches.
It's all the snakes he just set on fire.
Check out the legs of the statues and their gold outfits. It's pretty cool, those huge statues behind them.
Yeah.
Judging from where his hat shadow is hitting the top of the arc here, the lightning is directly behind him.
Well, so this can't be the temple, though, because this is where the ark was taken. It was taken from the temple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the temple was in Jerusalem.
This is the temple of doom. Nope.
It's not that.
I mean, it's still a neat room that I feel like actual archaeologists would be interested in some way.
There are no actual archaeologists in this movie.
Right. This is a series of thieves.
Yeah, this is Grave Robber, the movie.
He's more of a raider of tombs.
These guys are strong. How much does that foam rock weigh?
Guess what? It's all snakes.
We should have brought more of them gun.
But it's got those giant parts on the side. Oh, that was priceless. That was priceless.
It's snakes all the way down.
The knife. Her change of expression with the knife.
Totally faking it.
It's my family label.
Man, this guy packs heavy.
It's clearly in Arabic on the label.
Missing the drink. Missing the cup.
Karen Ellen got actually drunk to record this.
Here it is. Totally serious, but not. I'm going to back away now.
I really like Belloc, and I would enjoy watching his story.
Yeah.
He's charming.
He's clearly competent. Like, he's usually just here, he's ahead of Indiana.
The coat hanger scene.
Oh, my God.
He's right, though.
The wrong occasions.
That's not why.
That's not what Americans are.
Also, what occasion are you dressed for exactly?
He's dressed for every occasion, Monty.
That's right.
That's why he has his own valet who comes with him.
I mean, the fact that they managed to make these threatening with music, it's like these are the world's skinniest nunchucks. And coat hanger. German ingenuity.
So good. So good. And then the sigh of relief from both of them. Thought he was going to hang us up.
I would like to present my foldable coat hanger to you on Shark Tank.
It's a hard pass. Mr. Tote.
I've invented a bag.
What shall we say, Mr. Cuban?
That would be a fun Shark Tank character.
Right?
I have come to make you an offer.
Can you see mine? Can I see yours?
I got a stick over here. Ooh.
Shiny.
The wind. Got the wind whistling now. God is angry again.
You got to get that up on your shoulders.
I'm also going to say these two guys are really strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, forget the Ark itself. It's got at least the remains of two giant stone tablets in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice that, you know, there's a lot of movies where you feel like the MacGuffin doesn't live up to what they promised, but, like, the Ark, the Ark looks pretty cool.
Yeah, this is pretty cool.
Well, also, it kills a bunch of people.
Yeah, it delivers.
Like, that stupid Maltese Falcon never did anything.
But even just the silhouette.
Shadows.
Yeah.
Shadows. Shadows.
How many Nazis' faces has your MacGuffin melted?
Only five.
Subpar.
Oh, they brought the moving crate to go with it.
Oh, you got, I mean, you don't want to just walk around with an Ark. That's not obvious.
I mean, they knew exactly what size the Ark was supposed to be, so it makes sense they'd have a crate its size.
When it absolutely positively has to get there overnight.
Feel like that commercial stopped airing 20 years ago?
I'm old. Shut up.
Oh, Belloc just idly looking around
to find
while he's making excuses.
Excitedly what? Digging.
What? Could it good be? Jump. That
is it ever not magic hour at this camp, guys?
That's why it takes so long to dig. Everybody only works for 10 minutes a day.
He's really only upset because they're going to ask for overtime.
Sleepy Nazis on the move.
And that's bad. That's
no.
bad.
Well,
throw down the Nazi flag then, please.
Oh, you again.
Hello.
Oh, no.
Look at me. I am the Roadrunner.
Ha 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 ha. Evil actor.
He was really hoping that everybody would back him up on that, and they just stone faced him.
Like in the first scene of the movie. Ha.
Oh. We're just going to seal it up because there's nothing of any interest.
Watch this, the chain
son
to you, son
of a
bitch.
Come on, but that's a great. I love his delivery.
So great.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, we're all laughing here, Belloc.
Belloc enjoys himself.
But wait, I bought that dress.
Stuntman. Real. I find her stuntman very clear in this scene.
Yeah, I will say the snake through the shoe really creeped me out when I was little.
Hi, how you doing? I didn't bite that other guy.
Yeah. How's it going? You ever read Rikki Tikki Tavi?
No, good.
I was in
on his shoulders practically.
More comedy.
Remember when she was cool and unflappable?
It's a well full of snakes. I'm letting everyone go on that one.
I'd like to think I would have her cool in that situation.
You'd be up on Harrison Ford's shoulders too.
Pretty much.
They lecture him on his lack of commitment to the Führer. It's like the Führer commands that we don't like girls. Okay, just forget it.
But he has some regret here. We get this close up.
That's why the French resisted.
So mad that they just wall this place back up.
Yeah.
There's other things you could steal.
Belloc is already planning his return. He's going to return, he's going to remove their bodies, and then sell all the rest of the stuff that's in there.
All right.
Yeah, see, he knows where it is now.
Genuine mummified snakes.
The Nazis just don't care.
So she attacks the whip.
The place is Slytherin.
Hmm. Hey.
Kick that snake.
Man. These snakes aren't doing nothing to nobody.
No, this is my new dress.
No. It's more
stylish. At least I've gotten that butt flower off. Step one, wreck the place up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't love that. That's pretty gross.
We are definitely not just being poked through this hole.
That's where the snakes are coming from.
I don't want to go through that wall. That's where they're all coming from.
Why do you want to go to the bigger snake room?
But that's where all the dead bodies are. Let's get in there.
It's the go between them scene from Last Crusade. I said go around.
I do love how the whip seems to be whatever length it needs to be.
Yeah.
Throughout the movie.
It's also really good at gripping itself.
Yes.
Hi. Do you know Jock?
This is a these statues. You see the heads. It's like a crocodile god.
Yeah. As with many things made of foam in this movie, like the idea that because the statue was tall, that it would be easy to knock over a statue made of stone of this size, you couldn't budge it.
It's leverage, John. It's leverage.
No, I don't know. No,
good job, Charlie Brown.
Other things to say about that.
They took that rock millions of years to get back to shore, and now you've thrown it back.
It's gone.
It could have been weakened by all those years of snake farts.
The torch is out.
Pardon me, coming through.
I disagree, John Williams. I don't think that was that heroic a move.
Sorry, didn't mean to drop in.
Still got the shoe.
Is she still wearing the other shoe?
No, it fell off and the snake went through it, rendering it useless.
Yeah, that's like your keys falling in lava, man. They're gone. Let it go.
Once the snake goes through your shoe, forget it.
Nope.
We're all safe.
I'll just go up to whatever this is. This will be fine. how you doing?
Everybody died screaming in the old days.
That guy is freaked out. Yeah.
Get me
and Bolito once again.
Everyone is the crypt keeper.
They're
in
all
here.
There. No!
They were all waiting for the Beatles.
A couple of these are actual skeletons too.
Big snake.
It's fine. She's not totally surrounded by them after all. It's just her imagination.
Why didn't they go in this way?
Man, right. You people are lazy.
Yeah, you can just shove a boulder like that out of the way, right? That's not weighing too much.
But see, they would have been seen by everyone on the airfield if they had gone in this way.
No, but I'm saying, like, why did no one go in that way?
Yeah. How close is this wall to that hole they were digging? Because it looked like they went about 20 feet horizontally.
Did you see there's a guy?
There's a guy
sleeping against the wall.
There's a guy right there. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
So props for the flying wing here. So good set dressing.
Well, yes, because it's not a jet.
I think there's actually a cutscene where he like knocks out the guy.
I'm sure
standing
there is,
outside
yeah.
there.
Well done, Monty. I appreciated that joke.
Thank you.
I heard it.
I enjoyed
it enough for everybody.
Well, then I take it back. I don't want to over-enjoy something.
It was my gift to the listener.
I under-enjoyed it a little bit, so you can compensate.
Thanks, members.
Why are you climbing on the plane?
Come off of there.
I feel like fists. Oh, foot.
I'm going to attack this guy with a giant wrench.
And, like, this whole scene is fighting around the propellers. You know, just...
There's guys that can see the plane and they don't care. This guy,
I love this guy. He's
how
like,
many shirt
so
buttons
happy.
Do you button?
I have been waiting for this.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my hat off.
All he wants to do is punch people.
That guy is straight out of Terry and the Pirates. I love that guy.
More propeller establishment. Knocking the wrench out of his hand.
They really put a wrench in that.
I'm in no hurry.
Hey, boy, come here.
Look at the expression on his face. Like, Jesus, come on.
It's like, all right.
Give me a second.
Right.
Give me a
second. I'm coming.
He's one sucker punch and he's so proud of himself.
Here we go.
Old and weary. What's that on your shoe? What's that there? What? Boop.
Hey, that's not Marquis of Queensbury.
It didn't work very well.
The knees.
The sound effect when he gets punched, that just sort of muffled bump.
That hurts.
Biting. Just go right to the biting.
Fighting dirty.
Gotta do what you gotta do. That's how gun works, right? You throw the bullet at him.
But you get out of my way.
Your head is huge, Franz.
Sand.
Pocket sand.
He's kicked him in the groin, bit him, and thrown sand at him, which are like the three dirty fight, like dirtiest fighting
That's
things
all
you can
he's
do.
Got. It's resourceful.
I love it.
Oh, Mary.
Bad luck.
Oops, I'm a girl.
This is the worst second date ever.
I don't think it's their second date.
It could be.
Did he ruin her life on their first date?
Well, think about it. If this is the second date.
The new relationship.
They don't really date.
they just go around and kill
people. All those Nazis are dead. That was not efficient.
Oh,
the fuel truck.
This scene just slowly assembles the elements that will matter later on.
It is so beautifully choreographed and mapped out. Oh.
Oh, the gun.
What?
My wing, my beautiful wing.
It's probably fine. It's probably fine.
You know, if they had an airfield that close, she definitely wasn't 3 weeks away from walking to safety.
Do you ever think Belloc is suddenly, you know, do you think he ever just regrets not shooting Indy and just, you know, no, I'm going to seal him in a tomb. Yeah, he'll die down there. Sure.
He likes Indy. They're colleagues in Belloc's mind.
They're two sides of the same coin. That's true.
Mm-hmm. They have a fun rivalry.
Oh, Baldy.
That Ooh. Guy should have a handlebar mustache.
Yes. Oh. Yes, he should.
Gosh.
Now the punch sounds are a little bigger.
Oh.
This is where you stay down.
Oh,
I'm not going to fall for that.
Oh. Why did you cover yourself?
But he turns around! Oh. Why is he turned around?
Red tempera paint all over the set.
That was a memorable moment as a kid. I was like, oh my God, I don't even need to see that. I just, that guy got shot by an airplane.
Man, those bullets totally loosened that canopy.
I'm blowing up too. Yeah, me too.
Anyway, props to the prop plane there. Right?
A pun, Jason, really?
Don't forget. Do we have any more explosions, any guys?
Oh. I told you not to build that tower out of dynamite.
Jones.
Oh, well, now they have to drive.
I hope the insurance will cover this.
I went to a minor league baseball game, and the outfielder was named Jones, and my cousin was heckling him by just saying, Jones, all the time.
I'm so pleased you're not dead.
I was so it was glad pretty you're great. Not dead. Oh, that cue, that music cue.
Yeah.
Desert Chase.
So, did you guys like that last action scene? We've got another one coming in a couple minutes. We think it's going to knock your socks off.
How do you feel about trucks?
What truck?
You ever see the movie Stagecoach?
The workers are like upset, so they like shoot at them, and they're rioting, and they're going to drive out of there.
They're Nazis. That's they only really know how to handle problems one way.
I feel like the Nazis are abandoning them out here 3 weeks into the desert.
You guys are not that hidden. Like, they can clearly see you.
Indy's clothes, no holes. Her dress, shredded.
Well, if his if his costume had been made out of tulle, maybe.
Yeah, he's dressed for the occasion. He's got
a
leather jacket, a heavy shirt. He's got the full safari outfit from Banana Republic, mister.
Although what you can't see, he does also have a butt flower underneath the pants. Mm. It's kind of disturbing, really.
I just like how everybody gets up as he goes.
Hooray!
And the big exposition scene where they explain what's happening next in the movie. And then, like, the final question is, he goes, I don't know, I'm just making this up as I go along.
Yeah.
It's the screenwriter writing that in right there.
It also bothers me that they're meeting at Omar's, because I can't believe there's only one Omar's.
They know which Omar.
Yeah it's like Madonna.
Everybody goes to Omar's.
You know the one.
Omar coming.
Felt like a reference to the original title of Casablanca.
Yes. Very good.
Ah, the old days when there was a lot of horse stunts.
Yeah.
Well, this is like the part where you have to upgrade. You start with the horse, and then you got to get to the truck.
First, you get the horse.
Yeah, you're shooting at us, too, you
then
jerk.
You get the truck.
You brought a horse to a car chase.
Thanks, horse. Good luck. See you later.
Well, Mercedes-Benz product placement here. Mercedes, choice of Nazi trucks.
Later, it would be tanks.
I feel like if they made this movie now, this would be all Wilhelm screams instead of just the occasional Wilhelm scream.
Yes.
Camels.
Camel on the road. No.
This is my 12-year-old's favorite thing is to watch movies and pick out the Wilhelm screams. There it was.
Ah, there it is.
Yep. I wish I could stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this. Here's these guys.
Slapstick. I also like that they're kind of co-steering now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry, dude. What? Oh, he's gone.
Hey, are you Indiana Jones? Okay, I gotta go.
They thought they were safe because they weren't at a fruit stand. Little did they know.
That's a good
fall. My cabbages!
There are two guys trying to carry a glass window across the road up ahead.
Yeah, there's a fruit cart. Yeah. Bad dates.
No!
Oh, my pottery.
Yeah, there's a lot of construction going on in this random part of the desert, huh?
Well, that's like a water,
because somebody came through last week and knocked everything over.
That's how they got all the water out to camp is with that stuff that is ruined now.
It's mostly still your guys in that truck.
Ach, scheiße.
Yep.
Whee!
He's swearing in German.
Yep.
It's like how gleeful he looks about this.
A sidecar. Nothing ever good came out of a sidecar.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, a motorcycle against a truck is not going to go that great.
You call this archaeology?
No!
Oh, this is suddenly
like the side of a cliff.
I didn't know it was a cliff. That's so
far.
Who
put this cliff here? You kept your hands on the wheel. You could have turned, but no, I guess.
I like the whole time he's got this truck full of Nazis. He's driving around. And now they decide, should we get out? Should we do something?
I mean, Franz keeps shooting at us. It's like he wants us to deal with it.
Thank God for rearview mirrors.
Yeah.
Buckle up, kids.
Always check your mirrors. There may be Nazis back there.
Nazis may be closer than they appear.
Yeah.
Remember, 10 and 12. 10 and 12.
What?
Two, 10 and 2.
Man.
Nobody drive with David.
No, but see, he's holding it at 12, so it's okay.
The last Nazi.
Oh.
That's plural, though. So.
He gets him. Oh, the blood spray. No.
More paint.
I believe this is Vic Armstrong, who is his stunt double.
Yes.
Damn it.
Scheiße.
Well, fine, I'll go. You idiots can't do anything right.
It's up to Paul Hogan.
And he lost his hat.
You call that a stuntman?
That's how you know he's not real hero material.
That's right.
You don't see our guy losing his hat.
Aha! Now this things are reversed.
The best where he pushes him out the door and he gets the revenge push later.
Oh, punch him in the
bullet
wound.
Bloody arm. Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Throw him out. Throw him out.
Mercedes.
Take down that Mercedes symbol. This grill is not
this
well made.
Is not built very well.
This is not an endorsement for Mercedes here.
Well, that grill was aftermarket. Come on.
I love the guys in the car ahead just watching going, oh.
Yeah, squish him into us. Our very expensive car here.
Is that what was going on back there? Huh?
Hold on. I need to get a closer look at him.
This what do you like know? It is Jones. Plan.
A very, very bad plan.
Careful.
At this point, Careful. Why don't you just all stop? Stop and shoot him. Just stop. You don't need to keep going.
They're on a schedule.
He's got really good grip.
This is a great stunt, though.
The 1020 ARC is arriving at Basra 12 minutes late.
Whatever his pants are made from, that's what they should make the whole truck out of.
does not even pause when he gets onto the truck.
Guess what? You're going out the window.
Yeah. Somebody showed me this really cool trick.
You want to go now? It was fun.
Oh. No hood ornament. Sorry.
I already removed all the important parts.
Hey, here's a great idea.
I know, right? Oh! That happened to me.
No, you gotta go between the wheels.
Sorry, did you want me to come closer with the truck? Is that what you said? Closer?
Hey, Belloc, I'm taking this.
So his whip's still hanging out the back of the undercarriage, right?
Totally.
Yes.
All right.
And I gotta say, the original version of that in Stagecoach is impressive for its time, too.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
That hat doesn't look anything like the Indiana Jones hats they sell. It doesn't even have a hat band at this point.
I just gotta hit everything with that truck. Come on. You're not even in the chase anymore. Ah, closes up.
Omar's Garage.
See, it says it's Omar's Garage. Yeah.
Yep.
Fruit cart. There's your fruit cart at the end of the chase.
Yeah. If only they had just followed through and run over it like they know they wanted to, they would have found him.
Melons?
I hate melons!
You broke it, you bought it, sir.
That gives me a great idea for
melons,
a stand-up routine.
Melons! I call this dance the funky melon.
You ever see that movie Funky Trouble?
Yeah, Harvey Keitel is a pirate who owns some funky.
Man, I want Katanga's backstory.
Seriously.
Man, that guy is so built that...
Speaking of pirates.
I love his sweater. I love his hat.
The groove of his spine is visible through his sweater.
He and Sal are clearly like old drinking buddies.
They said, he looks like a Drew Struzan poster.
I find your appearance laughable.
Inti is in
and your bedraggled woman.
Serious pain when being hugged by Sala. This is a great example of the movie moving the story along quickly. Like, literally just cut to, there's a boat, here's the captain, we're out of here, goodbye. Yeah. On to the next thing. Really economical. Yeah.
Thanks, Sala.
Whoa. Well,
don't tell your wife that one was for you.
You can come back in one of the sequels.
I love that we have the horn at the same time, of course.
Oh, Jason, can you sync the spoiler horn up with that thing for one of the...
I'll see what I can do. British tar is a soaring soul. Love it.
You think any of that was in the script, or he just wanted to sing at these points?
Yeah, that is kind of an actor-y
thing. The dude
who
plays Katanga was in the last Harry Potter movie.
Huh.
He's in a bunch of the Harry Potter movies.
Doing what?
He plays Kingsley Shacklebolt.
That means nothing to me.
That is actually a significant character. He's still working. Good for him.
The economy of the exposition and just the shifts and all. Again, it's straight out of the pulps. It's like, no, we don't have to set it up.
Wait. Wait for it.
Oh, she's got a new dress, by the way. Oh, here it goes.
She already said where he got it from. Oh,
that's some Three Stooges.
Every time. Love it. It's still good.
When he flips over the chalkboard in the opening exposition scene, I keep waiting for somebody to be back there. It's a
so
setup.
That's a different dress, right?
Katanga gave her a new dress because she's not the first woman on board.
Everybody gives her clothes.
Oh, it's the mileage.
It is the mileage. I love that he keeps the hat on, though.
Yeah.
That's how he maintains his decency.
Yeah. Unlike the guy who takes his hat off and his jacket off to fight him by the plane, Indy is... Also, how's he going to get to sleep if he isn't able to move his hat forward on his head? That's how he gets to sleep.
Right.
Just makes me assume that he's balding, right?
Actually, the elbow's kind of sore from that whole being dragged by a truck thing.
There is this terrible movie that they filmed here back in the 50s called Some Came Running. Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. And Dean Martin plays this guy who wears his hat all the time. And people keep trying to take his hat off or, you know, hey, what's with your hat? And like Frank Sinatra plays a guy named Dave. And so he reaches for the hat and Dean says, don't touch my hat, Dave. Bad things happen when people touch my hat. And the only time his hat gets taken off in the movie, he gets shot. So it's like, well, yeah, he's right.
Indiana Jones pickup lines 101. Right there.
That's why Beetle Bailey never takes his hat off.
Indiana Jones needs a lot of tricks to get women to kiss him. That's what we're trying to say here.
You're like falling asleep?
That's right.
Oh, the well, women go why. Crazy for that.
It's not the drinking that impresses me. It's the way she never has any effects the next day.
Now more Wrath of God type stuff.
Right, well, not too much wrath, just a little bit of box burning.
Or there's the rats of God.
The rats.
Freaking out.
Rats.
It's the rats of him.
God.
God says, I don't like this symbol.
Sorry, I just have to check my gun first thing in the morning.
Well, then something must have happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's, yeah, not so much with the whole slip anymore.
He woke up later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fine.
I was just checking my hairdryer.
What?
Yeah. Holy shit.
Well, there is a submarine there, so if you're going to save it for something.
I like that he took out the binoculars to look at like 20 feet away.
He wanted to see the name tags.
Is that standing Belloc on the conning tower? No? All right.
Which submarine is it?
26.
You again.
Stupid Jones.
What did I just say? Oh, you clever. You thought you'd hide the Ark by burning our sigil off of it.
I mean, wouldn't you hide it in a place that had more crates around it?
Mm-hmm.
Decorative wood burning is quite an art.
I also want that guy's backstory, the guy who's got like the crossed belts. The guy looks awesome.
Our hero.
So you're worried about Marion in the wicker baskets, and you're going to be okay with Jones hitching a ride in a submarine later.
No, I'm not.
I'd be fine if he hitched a ride in a submarine. Uh-huh. What about Jones?
I killed him.
Don't look over here.
You can tell from the way her hair smells.
Gee, your hair smells terrific. I told two friends, and they told two friends, and so on, and so on.
Again, there is nothing you have that we can...
Oh, now you want the girl. Now you Nazis want the girl. Be consistent.
I wait for the Hudson Hawk scene where Indiana Jones catches the cigarette.
Yes.
Takes a drag.
He's smoking it right now.
Hey, you know, we should watch Hudson Hawk.
I agree.
Let me tell you about Monkey Trouble.
Instead of Raiders of the Lost Ark? That's a hot take.
Raiders of the Lost Hawk?
Instead of Monkey Trouble.
Never. Ah, they're about to say Tauchen das U-Boot, which means dive the submarine. So those who argue that the submarine does not dive and Indy just holds on to the surface as the submarine skims along at the surface level, nope.
They changed their mind.
Even if it doesn't dive, it's still really challenging to...
Yeah, I found him. There.
Hey, look, I'm not even holding on.
I'm right here in front of the gun.
There is a shot of him holding it, though.
So the headcanon here is that he gets inside the sub somehow.
But there is a shot of him holding the periscope. Like, from a scene that was not, that was cut from the movie.
Well, if it was cut from the movie, it's not in the movie.
But they don't say how far to dive. Maybe they're just diving a little bit.
You could see that he's standing up at the top going, what am I going to do now? And then it's like, I don't know what he does, but suffice it to say, we're on a map.
The periscope's out right here.
Yeah.
And he's just hugging it.
Yeah.
See, there he is. He's still hugging it.
This recently vacated James Bond villain lair was available for a great price.
Just put some new flags in. It's fine.
I think it goes the other way. I think like Blofeld moved into this place.
Mm.
It's great. It's a service called Lair B&B.
I'll give you that one.
All right. He needs new threads, so he's going to have to pick off one of these Germans.
I'm going to need a German. Oh, they left the
short guy. Yeah, get,
and this is one of my favorite
short
gags. Because you always see this, right? You get the guy, you steal his uniform, and it fits perfectly.
I like the silhouette as he punches
Nazi
him in the
face. With a devilish look in his eye. A cocked smile.
His dress is nicer than the one I gave you. What the
Why
hell?
Is that guy still in charge of stuff? He's all bandaged up.
He's fine.
That's a fashion choice.
Aren't you a little tall for a stormtrooper?
I just love that.
He doesn't button all his buttons anyways.
So here's what the guy says in movie German. He says, sleepy, good day, sleepy, where is your shirt? Why do you sleep? Yeah, you're like a pig. Yeah.
And that's where his hat on the hat flies up. Come on.
You hit him so hard, his hat flew into the air like in a comic strip.
This is really a movie about hats when you think about it.
Mm-hmm. With some good hats.
Hats and dresses.
It's called, that's why it's called Wearer of the Best Hat.
Ooh, I like hats.
That was the German title.
It's a quote from the video from the Sam Kinison Wild Thing. He has an incomprehensible discussion with John Bon Jovi about hats right before the song starts.
Wer die beste Hut lesen. Something like that. Who wears the best hat? I think I might have said who reads the best hat. Sorry about that, Germans.
As opposed to all the...
I'm just making it up as I go here.
The fake arcs. Oh, I didn't fall over.
I showed that jerk. Leave me to die, will you?
There's other good movie German here, too. Just like the looping in the background of the various announcements with, again, high school German level words. Make it German. Give us some German Walla to run in the background there. All right.
And now the movie is back to being a Western,
yep.
Which it usually
I love the
is
flag
anyway.
Bearers. They got to walk this hallway carrying those banners.
This may literally be the same place where Indiana Jones comes down the sand dune in the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Or on the horse.
And I mean, the Last Crusade.
And on the horse earlier in this movie, I think it may be literally the same place.
Oh, are you hot, Tote?
Yeah. Linen suit, please.
He's wearing a different color jacket from everybody else.
I'm sure this is a fine, accurate setting. It just looks exactly like Monument Valley, so I don't know why they bothered.
Oh, the bazooka. The bazooka standoff.
That's not a standoff.
Call me Bazooka Joe.
Bazooka Jones, come on.
Jones! No, you're not, Indy.
Can we just stand here with the flags, or can we... Tot's sitting down. Can we sit down?
Oh, he's going to eat the bug.
Eat it. It's gone.
That's creepy.
I swallowed a bug.
Tote is completely uninterested in this.
Yeah.
He's just hot and uncomfortable.
That's right.
There's no one to torture. He feels like he's...
He's like checking his phone there. Like, let's see what's going on Twitter. Yeah.
Hey, look, it's a hashtag game. I play this.
The Führer Slack...
Raiders of the Lost Bark. Oh, that's hilarious. It's a
Wait,
dog
where
movie.
Did you...
The Führer's Slack channel is blowing up right now.
I like that they have an arc cozy.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get this on Instagram.
Belloc.
I can't stay mad at you.
Sweet talking Belloc.
Can't stay mad at him.
Is he still?
I mean, under the carpet.
Tote, now pet.
I don't understand Tote's expression there. He's too hot. It's like he doesn't understand anything that's happening. It's
so
oh,
hot.
Are you talking to someone up there? Is that why we stopped? I thought we just stopped because we were all tired.
Paramount Pictures presents.
Also, an island in the Mediterranean. It's not going to be that hot. Come on.
Are they in the Mediterranean?
Yeah, but he's wearing seven layers.
It's the humidity. Come on.
He's a seven-layer dip.
And leather. It's a leather jacket.
Coat.
Tote coat?
Tote coat.
Yep.
Damn it. Good thing they had this stake here to tie them to.
Well, that's why we picked this place.
Oh, you bring a steak wherever you go. I mean, come on.
This is a great moment where it's the Jewish ritual being done for the Nazis. This is a Spielbergian middle finger to the Nazis right here.
Yeah. I'm going to assume that steak is actually one of those big Nazi banners just with the flag taken off.
It's a cookbook.
Is it dust? Because everything says it's just going to be dust in there.
That little model of the city held up. Should have made the tablets out of that material.
Why don't they make the whole tablets out of the little town? Am I right, people? This guy knows what I'm talking about.
You've ruined everything. We can't use sand.
It's my understanding that this is all archaeologists do all day. They should be able to reassemble those tablets from the tiny grains of sand, right?
This isn't the lost ark. It's the slightly misplaced ark. It's the wrong one.
It's flour.
Well, at least that's all over with. It was disappointing, but it's all over, right, guys? Everything will be fine now. Hey, what's going on?
And now special effects that blew my mind at the time.
This is perfectly normal.
That one multi-faced guy, I saw in my head for years.
Oh, the low rumbling.
THX. Wait, probably not. Ooh.
See, well, that guy saw the tongue and he ran away really fast. That would also be the time for that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like somebody showing me the world in a handful of dust.
Hey, look, it's Facebook.
Wasteland by T.S. Eliot.
It's Bella Abzug's hat.
Well, we're going to go down here.
All right, yeah. Which of you jokers put the dry ice in the ark?
It's a fog machine.
I'm like 80 feet away from it. I think I'm fine now. But it sounds really expensive. Oh, it's the quickening. I saw this in Highlander.
Jones, I looked into the trap.
I think this is really unfortunate that Mr. Peck and the EPA shut down the ghost storage facility, because now bad stuff is going to happen.
Yeah.
If only they had someone to call.
They're friendly ghosts. One of them looks a little bit like Stevie Nicks.
They just want to hug you.
Not so much.
There's Stevie Nicks. No, it's not Stevie Nicks after all. No.
Yeah.
I bet that one guy was cast because his mouth could do that.
Yeah.
He looks like a claymation melty guy even before he is replaced by one. There's God. Hey, it's me, God. I'm about to destroy you all.
Somebody named Margaret was looking for me. I don't know. Didn't leave a message.
Oh, Lanny Riefenstahl's cameraman. No.
Thunder, thunder, thunder.
That's too bad. That dude was amazing. Oh, no.
The melty man. The clay. Oh, he has had explodes.
I love that they had multiple ideas for what could happen to these heads, and they just did all of them in a row. Yep.
He was so disappointed it wasn't the Ark. He just went to pieces.
And inhale.
Yep. All I have are wind and fire powers. How will I get the lid back on the ark? I know. I got this.
All right. I can
hold
this.
Hold my
stand
beer.
Back. This is going to be an amazing shot.
Giant universal cosmic powers. Itty bitty little living space.
Wait, are you saying that according to this movie, God lives inside the ark?
Yes.
This is the kid logic of if you close your eyes.
With his radio.
No one can see or hurt you.
He's holding his radio. It's a walkie-talkie.
Sever the ropes.
I never open my eyes for the rest of the life.
So how's that for a third date?
Oh, wait, we shouldn't have opened our eyes yet. Ugh, my face!
How do we get off this island?
He's just sitting on the lid of the...
Drive the sub home.
Sails you away.
This is the prequel to Lost. Didn't they leave some of like the Nazis on the sub?
Skipper! Probably. Skipper!
I'm sure they can commandeer a boat.
Captain.
Like a little, like...
They're 3 weeks from anywhere, though.
Washington, D.C.
Yep.
Hey, it's those guys again.
There's also a random guy in the background.
They didn't quite have the audio nailed down in this room. A little echoey.
Yeah.
What arc?
He can't possibly really think somewhere they settled safe. That.
It's called the Lost Ark. It has to be lost.
It will. Oh, yes. The government
I'm a
is
man
liars.
With a pipe. How can you not trust me?
Oh, who?
Who?
That's so great.
That's probably what I quote most out of this movie.
Mm. Yep. Top. Man.
Oh, let's dance the stairs.
Look, he's got a whole different hat here.
Yeah.
How she does that in the high heels. My God.
And backwards. I just got to get a drink. Indy, you don't understand.
A drink?
That was the end of the game, too.
Someday we'll find a drink that has some kind of effect on me.
And that's the last line of the movie. You know, a drink.
Please see that inconceivable episode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Smithsonian.
It's a real shame we never found out what happened to everything in this warehouse.
This warehouse is the best idea in the movie.
I want the backstory of everything in the warehouse.
Yes, it's so great. That
didn't they make a whole TV show
about Warehouse 13,
that?
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Steve Jackson Games had a whole series of
Warehouse
RPG.
31?
Yeah.
Warehouse 20, yeah.
And the X-Files had a warehouse like this, too.
I should know.
Yeah, it's just the idea that there's a giant warehouse full of all the coolest magical stuff that nobody's allowed to look at, but people are always stealing parts of it. It's great.
It's like the old radio show Black Museum, which always had each episode was an artifact from the Black Museum.
Right. Richard Edlund. I just saw his name in something we
yeah,
did.
Yeah, I feel like I did.
There's
too.
Kathy Kennedy.
I love how the credits shake in old movies for digital stabilization.
Yeah.
It's just warmer, shot. You know?
Yeah. Well, optical compositing. Get that shake.
Yeah, there'll probably be a making of feature later of how they actually redid the credits digitally. But what they did was they did a map of the movements of the shake and then introduced that so that it would match the camera shake of the original credits.
That's what they did for the crawling.
Since Star Wars,
seven.
Yeah.
They actually changed some of the credits to shoot first.
Mm-hmm. Special effects carpenter.
Special effects welder. Eve DeBono.
Wow. I saw a special effects welder once. It was a pretty good show.
Mm.
Well, what have we learned?
That it's hard to keep talking over the credits because this show got a lot less interesting in the last 30 seconds.
So can you tell
Peter
me a little bit more about Monkey Trouble?
It's the Peter legally distinct from Peter Graves.
Is there a mid-credit sequence that introduces us to the wider Indiana Jones expanded
universe?
You have
to wait to the very end that tells you Indiana Jones will return.
Does it?
Dr. Jones, I would like to introduce you to the Avengers Initiative.
But he doesn't return. Indiana Jones will have previously returned in the Temple of Doom? Is that what
he will have
say?
Been being returning.
All right. Hey, ILM, let's hear from Marin County.
I liked it.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good movie. It is one of my all-time favorites. I don't know how many times I've seen it, but it's a lot.
Woo!
I'm going to say it's at least good bad.
I've seen the the 4x3 parts of this movie a lot of times. The 16x9 corners, a little bit fewer times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say this is close to being a perfect movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For all of our mockery of some of the geography in it, it is a fantastic movie.
That's because we've seen it enough.
Yeah.
Easily one of my top three. Maybe my favorite movie of all.
Like, this is a movie that knows you don't have to explain how he got from the middle of the ocean to the island.
Yeah, really.
Right. Right.
Or that when they're at the dock for Katanga's boat, right? It's like, suffice it to say, they got out of the desert, they got back, they took care of everything. Like,
it was uneventful.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
this is. I mean, it's inspired by the serials and the cliffhangers, mm-hmm. and it's exactly right. And the other movies, even Last Crusade, which I love, and much of Temple of Doom, which I'm okay with, none of the rest of them quite get it as perfectly as this. This is exactly right.
I think Raiders is a better movie, but I might like Last Crusade more.
Well, you're wrong.
It's funny.
Because it's riffing on Raiders, yes. And it's like we know that you saw Raiders, right? And so we're gonna like, and this movie has this balance of like, you know, when he punches the guy to get his uniform and the hat flies up. There's a fine line between that kind of gag or the mirror flipping gag,
Monkey Man,
and just outright parody.
Tavlan.
And this knows that, like, you're going to do the cartoon violence and those kind of gags, but still kind of stay serious. And I feel like if a modern movie did this, it would go too far in the gag direction or be super serious. It's
absolutely
very difficult to walk that line, to be, like, fun and wacky and cartoony, but still dramatic and, like, not go all the way into, like, ha-ha, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know.
And Last Crusade edges up to that line a lot.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't. I mean, sometimes it goes a little over, but I love it.
But
I love
it. It has Sean Connery, which is a huge saving grace.
And thank you for being an incomparable member, everybody, because the Paramount Mountain has come to take us away. Thanks for listening to this commentary.
There is nothing we can possess the Paramount Mountain cannot take away.
Gulf plus Western.
What?
No, we have to do the commentary for Monkey Trouble next. I thought I made myself clear.
Mm-hmm.